Okay, so you should have your Bibles open to Proverbs chapter 19. I think I finished verse 17. We didn't get through quite as much last week because we had a couple things that we had to study a little bit deeper. But I'm going to pick up with verse 18 of chapter 19 and then get as far as I can today. We probably won't get all the way to 22 verse 16, which is this first section. This is kind of where we're working on, from 10:1 to 22:16. And then we'll have a little break of sayings of the wise next, and then we'll have more of the Proverbs of Solomon, and then we have a conclusion at the end. So we still got a ways to go, but we'll get as far as we can, and I encourage you again to, if you have any comments or questions, please bring them up and we can maybe discuss further if need be. So let's just begin with chapter 19, verse 18. I think it's a kind of a, you know, it's a topic of discipline. And sometimes we kind of ignore what God calls us to do in disciplining. But this, I think, is an important reminder. Discipline your son, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to his death. You know, can be a concern, you know, for those that we are not sure about their salvation, about their belief, and so we pray for them, and we witness as best we can to them, and to try to guide them in the way they should go, so that when they get older, they will not depart from it. So that's kind of a critical verse. So
Gary, isn't that, you know, today there seems to be a lot of parents who want to be the friend to their kids instead of the parent.
Mm-hmm. Very good point. Very good.
That seems to
kind of
fit right in.
No, we
are almost contributing to their death or their demise.
Yeah, that word death is there, you know. Yeah. So, and we know young people may die early, you know, what we would think is early, because they do crazy things and take crazy chances and whatever. So I think that's an important verse to reflect upon. And then verse 19, a hot-tempered man must pay the penalty. If you rescue him, you will have to do it again. So there again we have a problem with attitude or lifestyle or whatever it might be here. Hot-tempered. I have to admit, back in my younger years, I'd get very upset. I couldn't stand losing in sports, different kind of things. And so maybe you don't see that now in me too much, but I did feel bad. You know, as I look back on things, I should not have done things, calling my teammates out or whatever, particularly in sports. But I was kind of a perfectionist, still am to a degree, and so if it wasn't done right, I would get a little upset. So that kind of continues to speak to me. But God has helped me, you know, over the years to manage that. I hope Karen would agree with that. Okay, thank you. Thank you for at least. What did you say?
Better agree.
She better. I'll get mad. Okay. Verse 20. Listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end you will be wise. And so that's just an important statement. Listen first to advice. Accept the instruction. Sometimes we may not always agree with it, but it ultimately, hopefully, we'll know it's the right thing to do. And then in the end, you will be wise. And so seeking wisdom in the direction in our life. So, verse 21, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And that's an important, I guess, statement to consider. Sometimes we have our plans that we set in our life and in what we think we should be doing and the direction we're going. So many are the plans in a man's heart, but you got to remember, it's really the Lord's will and the Lord's way and purpose that will prevail. And so we should seek His will and His way in our life. Verse 22, what a man desires is unfailing love. Better to be poor than a liar. Those are pretty strong statements, kind of a man, but a woman as well, desires unfailing love. Love that will not fail. God's love. Better to be poor than a liar. So that's verse 23. The fear of the Lord leads to life. So if we maintain a respect or a fear, a recognition of the Lord, Yahweh, in our lives, it leads to, now you could say longer life, or you can say a better life, however you want to view that, leads to life. Then, after life, one rests content, untouched by trouble. So, the important thing in this life is to continue to seek God's will and God's way in our life and accept, you know, what, you know, how we're affected by it and follow His way. Verse 24, the sluggard buries his hand. This is one, if anybody wants to help me on this one, you can, but I think I know what it's saying. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He will not even bring it back to his mouth. In other words, he's so useless, I guess. He can't even, if he digs into the bowl for food, he can't even bring it back to his mouth. So it kind of doesn't speak well of this sluggard. So we don't want to be a sluggard. So verse 25. Flog a mocker, someone who mocks, and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke a discerning man, and he will gain knowledge. So if somebody is capable of discerning, sometimes they need to be instructed, rebuked, set on the right path, and then they will gain knowledge and do what's right. And it's always, the importance of it is we are seeking God's will, God's way, as we gain knowledge and use it for His glory. Verse 26, he who robs his father and drives out his mother is a son who brings shame and disgrace. So the whole thing is treating your parents well. And maybe sometimes parents aren't that good, you know, people born into families that have a lot of issues and so forth, but still we're called to not rob our father or drive out our mother. A son, as it talks about here, should, who brings shame and disgrace, so we don't want to do that. Verse 27, stop listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. So if you don't listen to the truth, and that's why we have God's word, God has given it to us, we should follow instruction so that you will not stray from the words of knowledge. So we have the knowledge. And again, when we look around at the world, you know, just in so much chaos, because we're not, by and large, you can see it in the world, how much is not being followed according to God's way. Verse 28, a corrupt witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. So the important thing is to do the opposite. Don't mock at justice. Realize that justice is very much part of God's way. You know, I've done the cross so many times. Righteousness and justice. Righteousness and justice. And so if we don't want to mock at justice, which is the horizontal line, and then righteousness is the vertical, I believe, in so many times that God talks about that in his word. And the mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. So those who seek evil, seek wickedness, do the wrong thing, look the wrong way, are actually just swallowing this, gulps it down, and is filled with evil. And so we see the consequences of that. And then finally, verse 29, penalties are prepared for mockers. Don't be a mocker. And beatings for the backs of fools. In other words, correction, discipline. And we kind of frown on this. I mean, even in our families, we frown on spankings. You know, there's been a lot of different ways of looking at how you discipline your children. But there's meaning in it. And so, you know, I think children need to be corrected when we know they're following the wrong way. Penalties and beatings for the backs of fools. If somebody becomes a fool, maybe no discipline can really get to them, but it's still, there should be some attempt to set them on the right course. So, all right, let's go on with chapter 20. Wine is a mocker and beer a brawler. So alcoholic beverages, you'd say, are, you know, should be avoided or at least not overused. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. So don't get caught up in it that it becomes part of your whole purpose in life. So don't be led astray by them. It's not wise to do that. Verse 2, a king's wrath, so a ruler, a leader, is like the roar of a lion. So the leader, I guess in our culture, what would we say? We'd be the president, the top person. Now, we don't have a ruler in that same fashion, even though some want to claim that Trump is. But that's just the enemy. That's I think he's, in my opinion, done a lot of things to try to make our country better. So, but a king's wrath is like the roar of a lion. When the lion roars, what's that a kind of sign of? It's a warning. The lion is there to roar, let you know you're entering his domain, his in where he has his authority, and he can kill you, you know, if you impose yourself into his reign, his realm. Verse 3, it is to a man's honor to avoid strife. We should all, as best we can, avoid strife in our lives. But every fool is quick to quarrel. And so, you know, those that may easily be brought in to quarreling are considered a fool. And so that should be something we look at. Don't be sucked in to quarreling because it's foolishness. Verse 4, a sluggard, here again, a lazy person, does not plow in season. So at harvest time, he looks but finds nothing. I guess the farmer can understand that.
So,
go ahead, Dan.
You know, as in a lot of things, timing is everything. We've been raising some really good points, but we're concentrating on timing. And the sluggard might do as much work as we do, but the reward is not that. Just because the timing is
the timing, right. Yeah. When you do things, when you do it in the right way.
At the right time.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Verse 5, the purposes of a man's heart are deep waters. You have to go down deep. So that's what should reside in your heart. But a man of understanding draws them out. So as deep as they are within your body and soul, we should continue to seek those. Understanding. Fully understanding. God's way. I mean, doesn't say that here, but that's what I would emphasize. Verse 6. Many a man claims to have unfailing love, but a faithful man, who can find? So, the claim of unfailing love can just be empty words. It must be a faithful man or woman, I would put it, who can find? And so it's difficult to find somebody that's all the time doing the right thing. We all fall short, but we should seek it. We should seek God's way and therefore be a faithful man or woman. Verse 7, the righteous man leads a blameless life. So to truly be righteous, righteousness is God's way, leads a blameless life. Now none of us can say we've led a blameless life. We are by nature sinful, and we are fallen, but we should recognize, I guess, the importance it is in each of our lives, and perhaps the older we get, hopefully the more we see the importance of this. But the righteous man leads a blameless life. That should be what we seek to the best of our ability. We're going to mess up, but continue to pick ourselves up and start over. And then the last part of that is, blessed are his children after him. So the children are oftentimes a sense of, you know, how we've either done or not done. And you have to consider what the result is. Verse 8, when a king sits on his throne to judge, he winnows out all evil with his eyes. So a leader, the king, of course we've had this movement of the king rallies and so forth, which is kind of a mockery, but that's how some groups see it. See that what's being done at the highest level of government is like a king being in control. Well, I don't see it that way. I think he's trying to do what's best for our country, but others see it differently. So when a king sits on his throne to judge, when the king who's in authority judges, he has to winnow out, cut out, all evil with his eyes. In other words, he has to see things as he recognizes them and eliminate the evil. Verse 9. Well, let me just comment on that. Now, some can disagree, but I don't know how you feel about Trump and his contingent blowing up these ships in the ocean that are bringing boatloads of drugs into this country. I think it's a pretty prudent thing. I mean, one of the greatest dangers in our country, I think, in the last however many years is the illicit drugs. How many young people have died by overdoses of drugs and others? And so he's at least trying to cut it off at the source. It's pretty hard to cut off all sources of it, but I think he's making headway. That's just my opinion. So, but that's what came to my mind in reading this. He winnows out all evil with his eyes. So what he sees going on, take action and remove the evil. Verse 9, who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean and without sin? And I think anybody that says they've done it perfectly, they can't have considered everything. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean and without sin? Hopefully, we know what's right, but do we always do it to the point that we can always do better? I am clean and without sin. Verse 10, differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both. It should be consistent. It should be accurate. You don't, if you weigh out farm products or whatever, take it to the elevator, and somebody, you know, either cheats or doesn't properly weigh it and misleads, the Lord detests that. The Lord knows. Yeah,
so, Dan? So those weights, I mean, we got, you know, there's all these rumors going around for years, you know, because, you know, everything is done by weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the state came along and made them enclose the balance beam scales.
Oh, okay.
There was one elevator, and the guy would take his foot, and he would push on that rod up or down, depending on which way he was trying to add it. Not as much, but you do it every load. Another guy would light a new cigarette, and he would set it on one end of the bar or another. Well, it's just a cigarette, but when it's multiplied by thousands of times across that scale, you know, and he didn't. I don't even know if he smoked, but he would light a new cigarette and set it on one end of the scale or the other, depending how he wanted it to.
Is that right?
And then when the state come along and says you need to close this up, they go, how are we going to make any money?
It's a money. Yeah, money's making money.
There's a lot of ways to try to figure out how to
cheat. Verse
11. Even a child is known by his actions, by whether his conduct is pure and right. So, God has made us to be able to know right from wrong. Some don't learn it, you know, necessarily, or follow it. But even as a child, you know, bring them up in the way they should go, and when they are older, they will not depart from it. You know, one of the Bible verses. So I think that's something as parents, as, you know, grandparents, whatever it is, do the best you can. Sometimes it's hard to step in, but verse 12, ears that hear and eyes that see, so we both have ears to hear and eyes to see, the Lord Yahweh has made them both. So we have both ears and eyes. We can both hear if our hearing's good or our sight is good. We have two of the senses that we can use regularly. Now, if we've lost those senses, then we have to compensate for it. But verse 13, do not love sleep, or you will grow poor. Stay awake, and you will have food to spare. So a little too much sleep, I guess, is not not the best thing to get things done, but do not love sleep so much that you will grow poor. Get the job done. Get what's necessary. Stay awake and you will have food to spare. If you're a farmer growing food or whatever it is you're doing. Verse 14, it's no good, says the buyer. Then he goes and boasts about his purchase. So is that false advertising? It's good, but it's not so good. Then he goes and boasts about his purchase. So.
How you describe an item, it depends whether you're selling it or buying it. That's kind of the...
Yeah, no. Good.
You look for all the faults when you're trying to buy it, and then you try to sell it, you overlook them and try to brag about it.
So. I think that's a good point. Gold there is and rubies in abundance, but lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel. So let's come out of your mouth, speak knowledge, truth, as best we can. Verse 16, take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger, hold it in pledge if he does it for a wayward woman. I think that's just a courtesy thing. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger, hold it in pledge if he does it for a wayward woman. So somebody in need. Verse 17, food gained by fraud tastes sweet to a man. Isn't that an interesting statement? Yeah. But he ends up with a mouth full of gravel. Yeah. So you may not get what you're taking. Verse 18. Make plans by seeking advice. If you wage war, obtain guidance. Always seek guidance in what you're when you seek advice. Make plans for seeking advice, but get guidance. Verse 19, a gossip betrays a confidence. So avoid a man who talks too much. Okay? There we go. Verse 20, if a man curses his father or mother, his lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness. Verse 21, an inheritance quickly gained at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. So if you take your inheritance too quickly, you may not be there when you need it or when it's time to receive it. Verse 22, do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. Wait for the Lord Yahweh, and he will deliver you. So wait upon the Lord for correcting wrongs. Do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. Don't take action necessarily yourself. But wait on the Lord and the Lord's direction and let him do the paying back. Verse 23, the Lord detests differing weights, so on the scales, and dishonest scales do not please him. So measurement of the correct weight, again, different ways to cheat, I guess, is not pleasing to the Lord. Don't be dishonest. Do what the right thing to do. Make it accurate. Verse 24, a man's steps are directed by the Lord. Again, that's Yahweh. Let the Lord guide your steps. How then can anyone understand his own way? If you don't let the Lord guide your steps and see his hand working or his way working in your life, how can you want to seek him? And we should seek him in all things. Verse 25, it is a trap for a man to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider his vows. So Be careful what you promise. Be careful what you dedicate. And you need to consider what vows you make to someone else. Verse 26, a wise king winnows, separates out the wicked. He drives the threshing wheel over them. Just, again, part of the process of winnowing and threshing the produce. He drives the threshing wheel over them. It's not a wise king winnows out the wicked. So get rid of the bad stuff. 27. The lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man. Remember, the spirit is our internal being. The breath of God, the breath of life. The lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man, and only he can do that fully. I mean, we can't see into another person's spirit directly. We can see results, but the lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man. It searches out his inmost being. Only the Lord can totally search out your inmost being. Verse 28, love and faithfulness keep a king safe. Through love, his throne is made secure. That's just an idiom that I would say should be honored, and love and faithfulness keep a king safe. Keep anybody in authority safe. Through love, his throne is made secure. Verse 29, the glory of young men is their strength. Gray hair, the splendor of the old. There we go. And verse 30, blows and wounds cleanse away evil. Help to get rid of the evil. And beatings purge the inmost being. Well, make of that what you want. So, yeah. I'm just going to read a little bit of 21, and then we'll pick up next week with there in 21 and part of 22 kind of finishes the first section of Solomon's wisdom. But let me read on a few verses here to get a flavor. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a water course wherever he pleases. So it's really the Lord's direction. The king's heart is in the hand. If the king, the ruler, the leader, puts his trust and faith in the Lord, Yahweh, the Lord will direct his course where he wants the leader to go and the leader to do. Verse 2, all a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart. So the heart, which is our eternal inner part that will live on forever, it's not the beater, the heart, but the heart is that inmost sense. The Lord weighs the heart. The Lord knows our heart. The Lord knows what we're really doing. If we're cheating, if we're lying, if we're stealing, whatever wrongs we may be doing, you can't get by with it, you know, with the Lord. The Lord knows. Verse 3, to do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. So he would rather that we do what's right and just than even giving sacrifices to the Lord. You know, in the days of the Bible, animals were sacrificed and so forth to please the Lord. But doing what's right is more important. Verse 4, haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked are sin. So beware of haughty eyes and a proud heart. Somebody who's too pompous, makes things up, not truthful. The lamp of the wicked are our sin. Verse 5, I think I'll do 5 and 6 and stop there. The plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. So, the plans of the diligent. So if you really want things to work out well, lead it to success or profit, be diligent. Plans of the diligent. As surely as haste, if you do things hastily, it leads to poverty, loss of something. Verse 6. A fortune made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. That's two pretty strong words of warning for a lying tongue. A fortune made by a lying tongue. If somebody cheats, somebody gets something by false pretenses and lies about it, it's only like a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. So it's a word of warning, I think, we should heed. So I'm going to stop there with verse 6, and we'll pick up from there next week. So let's see, I'm going to mark it there. Okay. All right, let's close in prayer, prepare ourselves for our time of worship. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time you've given us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for these words of wisdom. Help us to read and inwardly absorb, and where we need to make corrections in our life, help us to do that, Lord. The Holy Spirit guide us to doing what's right and just, and doing what you desire. And so we thank you for your word. We thank you for sometimes a strong word of warning, but other times just a gentle encouragement along the way. So we thank you for each kind of thing that you give to us to guide our path. Lord, we thank you for this time you've given us to study your word in the Proverbs. But now we look forward to our time of worship. As always, Lord, we lift up to you this time that we are now going to come into. We pray for the people who will come into this place. We ask you, Lord, to bless the people. If there's anybody new that comes into our place that we can welcome and encourage and befriend and appreciate, I just pray, Lord, that we are that kind of church that can reach out to people who want to come in and hear your word. And so we thank you for the opportunity we have in the time of worship. We thank you for the music, particularly that Charmaine has picked out for us to sing and to play and sing. And we just thank you for the blessing that music can be to our hearts and to our souls. We thank you for the word that will be shared throughout the worship service. We thank you for the prayers that may be lifted up. And we thank you for answers to prayers. And we thank you ahead of time for unanswered prayers. We just pray, Lord, that your hand will move in ways that we'll see. Help is on the way in our lives. So we just pray for those that are in need of help right now. And so we pray for our time of prayer, our time of worship, our scripture reading for today, and Raymond's message that he will deliver. And so we just thank you for this time we're going into, the time of worship. And then we ask for a blessing on the rest of our day as we leave this place and the week to come. We just ask you, Lord, that we will spend time in your word. Encourage us by the help of the Holy Spirit to be in your word on a regular basis, whether it's daily, whether it's set time that we set for ourselves in a day or several times a week. We thank you for the opportunities we have to come into teachings during the week. And so we ask that you continue to support those who are willing to share and lead. So thank you, Lord, now for this, the rest of this day, and for those who will come into this place, and to those who may be listening in as well. We pray for them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.